And now, back to Brainstorming with Billy.
The Living Brain.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is potpourri. Each of my guests will be discussing an interesting topic, no two of which are related. My first guest founded the prepaid phone card industry, and he pioneered voicemail industry and opened up several other markets as well. He's turned his attention to making money on the internet, and we discussed his forthcoming book, Get Rich Click. My second guest is an investigative reporter who earned a reputation for making complicated issues seem simple. We examine topics designed to make us wealthier, happier, and smarter than everybody else from his book titled Your Pinky is More Powerful Than Your Thumb. My next guest is the Women's FIFA World Player of the Year, as selected by soccer great Pele. The Washington Post calls her perhaps the most important athlete in the last 15 years. We're joined by this world-famous athlete to discuss a charitable event that she's involved in with a connection right here to Ventura County that benefit aplastic anemia. And as always, if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008 or call us at 639-0008 and cast your vote on today's question of the day. With all the attention turned to the royal wedding that went on in Britain this morning, the question of the day is this. Is Queen Elizabeth of Great Britain worth the $83 million per year that the British people pay her as a salary? Call in 639-0008, cast your vote yes or no, and we'll be giving you the results of that poll at the end of the show. Mia Hamm was born in all places of Selma, Alabama, and she is now a retired soccer player. Mia played many years as the forward of the United States women's national soccer team and was a founding member of the Washington Freedom. Mia has scored more international goals in her career than any other player, male or female, in the history of soccer. She is the second most capped player in history, and caps are a symbol of accolade or accomplishment that's given away in soccer. Mia was named to the Women's FIFA World Player of the Year for the first two times and was awarded, that award was given back in 2001 and 2002. And as I said, she has been honored by soccer great Pele himself. She retired from the sport in 2004 and 2007. Her first year of eligibility, she was selected for induction into the National Soccer Hall of Fame. Mia was inducted into the Texas Sports Hall of Fame in March of 2008. She's the author of Go for the Gold, A Champion's Guide to Winning in Soccer and Life. She's appeared in the HBO documentary Dare to Dream, the story of the U.S. women's soccer team, and she has her own foundation. Welcome to the show, Mia. How are you today?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on board, and congratulations for all the accomplishments that you have had thus far in your life. Sport has been really, really good to you, Mia, and it's afforded you a wonderful life. It's afforded you a wonderful education at the University of North Carolina. And as a former Duke graduate, I promise not to hold that against you.
I won't hold it against you.
All right, fair enough. But it's thrust you into the national and the international spotlight. So describe for my listeners what sport has meant to you and how it's benefited you.
Oh, it's meant so much to me. I mean, from a very young age, it helped me kind of gain that confidence and that identity as a young person. I think I'm from a military family, so we moved around a lot, and I was really able to lean on sports and soccer in particular to kind of help me make new friends in the different bases that my dad was transferred to. So as I got older, it put me through college, and it really allowed me to experience and visit parts of not only our country, but the world that I never would have been able to do without it. So, just really kind of countless and invaluable lessons, friendships, and education through sport.
Wow. And you said in that answer that really sport helped you to form your personality, kind of form who you are. How important is sport in helping other girls to really get a sense of themselves as well?
Well, obviously I go on my own experience, but, I just look at it really helps them create that confidence, and the goal setting and the self-esteem. There's so many statistics with regards to girls that participate in sports, and what it can do to impact and influence their life. in terms of an education, you know, more likely to walk away from an abusive relationship. Higher percentage of them staying in school and getting an education. It decreases the chances of teenage pregnancy. And, you know, I just think because it really puts responsibility and respect in the individual. And, you know, it really helps you value who you are. And that for me has been so important. And it's one of the reasons why I would love for my daughters to get involved in some type of sport. I mean, I'm not going to put pressure on them to play at the highest level by any means, but just those lessons, you know, and how to communicate with other human beings, time management, how to deal with failure and success.
And I think that that's part of the reason that your foundation, the Mia Hamm Foundation, spends money to help girls to really grow in that sense of self-esteem. We're speaking to Mia Hamm, U.S. soccer star, and, of course, the head of the Mia Hamm Foundation as well. Now, let's talk a little bit more, if we can, about soccer, because you've done a lot to promote soccer, both to men and to women. But tell me, what is it that's taken the American people so long for soccer to really catch here in the United States?
Why? I think we need to remember that we're relatively a new country. And the other fact is that soccer is even newer to this country than it is across the world. And we're dealing with, you know, hundreds of years of history that it's been ingrained in kind of the culture and the fabric of say, an England, a Germany, a Brazil. So that's okay. I mean, it'd be... You know, I know Italy has a very small professional baseball league, and it's saying, well, why aren't you good? Why aren't you producing, you know, 20 major leaguers yet? It needs to take time. And, you know, now you see parents that grew up playing the game are now having kids, coaching their kids. And soccer is one of the fastest growing sports with regards to young people that there is. And, you know, I look at it, and one of the reasons why I love it so much is the fact that it doesn't discriminate. You have people from all walks of life, all skill level, all height, weight, speed, and they can make an impact on the field. And you know, I was 5'5" on a very good day. I look at, you know, one of the top players on the men's side in the world is Lionel Messi, and he stretches 5'7", and you know, he comes from, a lot of players come from difficult backgrounds, but especially on the men's side, but they've made the most of it. You know, they've used their sport to really kind of find themselves and express themselves and make their lives for themselves and their family better.
All right. Well said. Well said indeed. We're talking to Mia Hamm. And Mia, share some of the highlights of your career in soccer. What moments do you hold most dear?
I think being able to go to University of North Carolina was such a strong and rich tradition, but more so to be able to get the education I did from that university. I look at my experiences with the national team, the 96 Olympics. You know, I grew up on the Olympic Games, and being able to compete finally was unbelievable, and to do it in your home country where friends and family were able to kind of witness and experience it with you. You know, the 99 World Cup kind of took on a life of its own and blew up and was bigger than any of us had anticipated. And it was one of those environments that, you know, people didn't want to miss. And it made you proud to be a part as an athlete, but also, you know, the U.S. team, we did a lot of promotion for that event. And you see everything that paid off with the reception and the crowds and just the environment that was created for everyone.
Yeah, it was amazing. We're talking to Mia Hamm, U.S. soccer star, but really the reason we have her on the show is to talk a little bit more about the Mia Hamm Foundation and the tie-in that we have here in Ventura County. So, Mia, let me ask you, what is the Mia Hamm Foundation? How and why was it started? What is the foundation's purpose?
Well, It was started in 1999. I had a brother, my brother Garrett, passed away in 97 after a battle with complications from bone marrow transplant. And he was, you know, my hero. I looked up to him, and I kind of really wanted to use his spirit to help other families, considering everything he had to go through. You know, he was adopted. He was a minority. We struggled trying to find a match for him in the National Bone Marrow Registry to try to increase awareness and just how easy it was to register. And then, as you mentioned before, it was, you know, we shared a very strong bond through sport. And a lot of our communication and interaction with each other was through sport. And to really help encourage and empower girls that's what they love to do. By giving out grants to groups and organizations that are out there.
Great. Now, your brother Garrett passed away from aplastic anemia. Describe, what is aplastic anemia and what makes this disease so devastating?
Well, I think first and foremost, you know, just to give you some brief history, is the fact that I remember, you know, being with him, playing sports. He was kind of the guy that he could do no wrong. I mean, whatever he chose to participate in, he was always really good. He was the perfect height. He was like 6'2", 6'3", you know, pitched in baseball, played outfield, hit for power. Football, he was the quarterback. So I remember his senior year in high school, after a scrimmage, he came off and he had all these really unusual bruises. And, you know, that's when he was diagnosed with aplastic anemia. And that's basically a condition where the bone marrow doesn't produce a sufficient new cells to kind of replenish the blood cells. And so he started dealing with that. And then what it ended up mutating into was the other part of the AAMDS organization, which is myelodysplasia. And his body stopped producing really any healthy cells, you know, red, white, or platelets. So, you know, the only hope for him after extensive kind of treatments at NIH was to have a bone marrow transplant, and the chances of that being successful were kind of cut in half because of the difficulty in finding a match.
Yes, and so countless blood transfusions trying to replace and replenish the blood that he could not produce his own cells, and eventually finding a match, very difficult. We know because here in Ventura County, we have a young woman who has been living with aplastic anemia since 2009. Her name is Mia Stottenborough, and Mia is, you know, she's persevering. Right now it's in remission, which is good, and she's doing what she can to help the cause as well, and of course help her own cause. This weekend, she's participating in something that is actually being endorsed by your foundation, Mia. It's called the Hope Steps and Cure Walk. Tell us about the Hope Steps and Cure Walk going on in Long Beach.
Yeah, it happens this Saturday at Shoreline Village in Long Beach. Registration starts at 9 a.m., and the program and the walk starts at 10 a.m. And, you know, we're just trying to raise as much funds and awareness as we can for obviously the local community and for individuals like Mia. But you never know. I mean, I know with myelodysplasia, it's also considered like pre-leukemia. There are stories all over the country of families dealing with aplastic anemia and myelodysplasia. Just trying to get the word out there for people to understand where this money goes, and also the importance of registering in the National Bone Marrow Registry. You know, my mom has been a part of the AAMDS for a long time. She's here for the walk. You know, as a young adult, I saw, you know, her have to deal with the death of her son.
Must have been tragic.
And the struggles every day to try to keep him around. And, you know, she really, to some degree, kind of protected the rest of us with really what was going on. But if we can alleviate and eliminate even just one family of having to go through what I saw, and, you know, what Mia's had to deal with, it's worth, you know, all the hours of work.
Absolutely. We've been talking to Mia Hamm, U.S. soccer star and head of the Mia Hamm Foundation. Mia, if people want to learn more about the walk this weekend or learn more about your foundation, learn more about you, where would you direct them to go on the internet?
Well, they can, if they want to register, they can go to the website, which is aamds.org/Los Angeles 2011 walk. Or they can just go down to Shoreline Village tomorrow at starting at 9 o'clock. I mean, it's that easy. And, you know, in with regards to my foundation, it's miafoundation.org.
miafoundation.org. Mia, thank you so much for being our guest. And more importantly, thank you for the work that you do with the Mia Hamm Foundation. We'll be talking to you down the road.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.